T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer, who, if you've been with us in these last 24 hours, has been on the air since 3 a.m. Go back and listen on the rewind feature. Sounding very good. Very professional, young Toby. Toby and Sam from 3 to 6. We had Dan Plucker and Horvat. Before that, Tim and Evan talked a good amount of baseball as well to kick things off. I was in last night with Rami and Sparky and Gary Ellerson. Sam Schmitz was here then too. And we're just trying, you know, we'd like to tell stories about toy drives of yesteryear, but also try to make new stories here this year. As our toy drive does continue, and this is the final push for it. So it's pretty easy if you want to help out however you can. 1250amthefan.com is where you donate. You can drop in any donation there. 1250amthefan.com is our toy drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, courtesy of Blaine's Farm and Fleet and presented by Annex Wealth Management. And we've got to meet a lot of great people over the years, people that have been in Children's, people that just know that Children's is a great cause. The guy that we talked to earlier in the week, Rick. Rick has this toy drive party. One time he had a Packer party just for his friends. And he's like, yeah, come over. I'll cook and you guys can drink on my dime. And people are like, sure. Someone at the party is like, why don't you charge for this? He goes, no, I don't want to. Take donations? Okay. So they collected a few bucks. $300 to the Children's Hospital, which he dropped off at our toy drive. And the parties got bigger and bigger every year. This year, he charged $150 a head. People did not blink at it. They came by, had a great time. $4,000 check he dropped off earlier this week. And that was just a guy that knows how important the Children's Hospital is. We talked to Andy last hour. He knows how important it is. They saved his life. So he always makes a chance and make sure to donate. So we talked to Andy. And then John Rivera, he joins us. John, we met a couple of years ago, well, a long time now, with your son Hudson, and you guys had to be there, and everything's, you know, on the up and up for now. And how you doing, buddy? Good to talk to you.
Oh, good. I'm glad to talk to you too, Bart. I work during your show, so I listen a lot, but I don't call in a whole lot.
Yeah, it's the same excuse I hear from a lot of people, John.
I know. But no, again, this is always, you know, an important part of our lives now, just because of Hudson. It's not he was there. He continues to get treatment, and he probably will be, you know, up until he's an adult, and then move on from there. But it is such an amazing cause that you guys or amazing, you know, charity that you guys are given to. It's just it's super. And like I said, I'm glad that I get to be a part of it. I'm glad you reached out. And like I said, no amount is too little.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a buck. $7. Exactly. I don't know. How many wins are your Giants going to have this year? Six? Six wins. Because the other thing that when John's on, I always bug him about the Giants.
I'll take it. Hey, I got Hudson's a Giants fan too, so I got him on my side. That's it, though.
How old is he now?
He just turned 7 on the 16th.
Okay, how so? He likes football.
He likes the Giants because I like the Giants.
Okay, how do you do that? Because I'm trying to do that with my son. He's like 2.5.
I don't know. This is my third son, and I am 2 out of 3. I'm 1 out of 2. So one doesn't like sports at all. The other one went with mom, and he's a Packer fan. And I got Hudson on my side. I think maybe just because of the New York kind of name and his, you know, there's some relation there.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, if my son ends up not liking sports, that's his prerogative, you know. But I'm at least gonna try, okay. Yeah. So, but I don't want to try too hard. But then I feel like if I don't try too hard, then I'm not trying hard enough, you know, because Packer games are on and. He might sit with me for a drive, but he doesn't. He's just sitting with Daddy. He doesn't know what he's watching. He does like to say, go Pack, go. So I got that.
Yeah, I got Go Big Blue. So I got him saying that. And even if my wife tries to say, go Pack, go, he'll say, go Big Blue. So.
All right, that's good.
He's on my, like I said, hopefully that stays. I only got the one on my side. So.
You know what I liked about seeing you all the time, too, is you'd bring Hudson out. And then I think what's great with, you know, parents, and especially like you guys, because you still go there for treatment and stuff, but then you can also, even though he's there, you bring him, and then he buys a toy and you buy a toy. And I think this toy drive is another great lesson, John, for parents to teach their kids, like, the, you know, the art of giving and why it's so important.
Yeah, no, I take both boys with me, and you know, we explain to them that, you know, we're not taking this home to play with. This is for the kids in the hospital. And, you know, at 7, I know that's kind of a hard thing to understand. But like I said, you know, we do it each year and it gets reinforced. And, you know, I think it'll be something that he remembers, you know, when he's older.
Yeah. Next year, I hope that we're on site again, because I like throwing the headset on Hudson and making him talk, because I think in the 5 times we've had him on, he said a total of 4 words.
Yeah,
on air. He's still, you know, he'll talk off air, but then, you know, a kid, he always gets shy.
Yeah. You got to be careful now, because he'll talk your ear off.
Oh, good. I look forward to hopefully seeing him next year. I'm glad that you guys are, you know, a part of this too. You're doing something tonight, John.
Yeah, we have Hudson and his Cub Scout pack 579. We're doing our pack meeting, which is going to be a holiday party where the kids just do like some crafts and that. But we also kind of attached this toy drive that we're going to collect toys. And then we're right in Greenfield, so we're going to drop them off at the Greenfield Fire Department when we're done. But it's from 6 to 8, Maple Grove Elementary, which is about 68th and Cold Spring. If you're in the area and you still want to get in on it and you didn't do it yet, like I said, we're going to do it tonight from 6 to 8.
Looking forward to seeing the toys dropped off. I think that's a great thing that you guys are doing, a great, you know, obviously a great cause, and you know it firsthand. John, always good to talk to you. We'll catch up soon. Call in sometimes. It doesn't have to be one a year.
I will. I say every time the Giants win, how about I give you a call?
John, I want to talk to you.
I knew you were going to do that.
I know. But I had to. It's so predictable.
But I hear it from everybody. You're not the only one. Don't worry about it.
All right. Thanks, John. Good to catch up with you.
You bet. Take it easy. Thanks.
All right. See ya. John with his son Hudson joining us here for a couple minutes. Yeah, that Giants joke. You got to do it. Sometimes you have to do predictable comedy. Dave and Cudahy would know that. You're a comedian or whatever you are. Hey, Dave.
I'm a little bit of everything, really.
Hey, happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed.
Did you call Toby and Sam? I saw you tweeting about something.
Oh, I did. Toby asked me a couple days ago to give a ring, so I made sure to set the alarm earlier and call in.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
Yeah, what'd you guys talk about?
We talked about how Toby should take all of your bits. He started to. We went down through the rundown, and we were going to just kind of quickly go through everything that you had planned over 4 hours in about 20 minutes.
Well, it's fair is fair, because I used to do that with the other shows back in the day. I used to see their rundowns and just, I would do, if the show was on at 10, I would do all their topics from 9:50 to 10.
Yeah, and just change up the question slightly, right?
Yeah.
That way it's an original take.
Yeah, what's fair is fair. I get it.
I'm very happy, though, every time you do these toy drives. I've been a regular participant in it, never actually gotten to be so vocal about it, though, only be, you know, after this year. But I was a regular attendee at Children's for much of my youth. So I'm always happy to kind of give to Children's in the widespread sense, especially because, you know, they do such a great job.
Yeah, this is great. It's been great over the years to see the toys get shared. And I know that, you know, it's just tough, man. You know, and being a dad has opened my eyes a little bit more, because now I'm putting myself, because now every kid I see is my kid, I think, you know? It's like, oh, that's my kid. That's my kid. That's
absolutely
my kid.
I do that with my daughter as well. You know, you definitely have some sort of like rose-colored glasses of sorts. Every time you see a kid happy, every time you see a kid down, you always kind of put your child in the same situations. And how do you feel about it? That can be debilitating sometimes and just make you want to go and give more.
What are you up to this weekend? You're a busy guy.
Comedy Sports all weekend. It's a busy one. The holiday seasons are up, so we got remote shows going out. I got two tonight and then another three over the course of Saturday and Sunday. So I am going to be funny.
Are they like Christmas parties or holiday parties or whatever we call them?
I would think so. I don't have the exact information. It's improv. I'm not supposed to know anything.
What's the smallest group you've ever performed for in Comedy Sports?
I have done a show for four people. It was, and this was like set for four people. It was a group that worked with deaf and blind adults. And this was like their holiday party. They had three Comedy Sports people come out and do a show for them, those four ladies. And I kid you not, it was one of the best shows we've ever done. It was so much fun. All four ladies that participated were an absolute blast. And, we asked them, like, do you want, like, a workshop instead? No, we want a show. And I'm so happy they did that, because I couldn't explain to you how much fun it was.
Like, I'm thinking for Christmas, I buy a Comedy Sports show for Toby. Would you guys perform just for one Toby?
I know I would. You can get we could mix it up with Rami too. You can do like a 10-minute set as well.
Yeah, Rami can open for you.
Yeah, actually, up it up a little bit. Have Rami do like a half hour long set. Really, really make him work.
Okay, yeah, I like this idea. Dave, thanks for checking in, as you always do. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, have a good one. Keep giving.
Happy Friday. Dave Cudahy, 799-1250. You can reach us, 414-799-1250, as Mike in Grafton did. Mike, what's up?
Bart, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm great.
That's awesome. Hey, so I wanted to share with you guys, my son Landon has cerebral palsy, and we go to Children's all the time. I mean, we're there pretty much every other month, if not more often. One of the treatments that he receives, it's basically Botox injections to help loosen up some muscles, and he gets like 18 shots in one sitting, and at the end of that, they always give him a toy.
How does he that is, oh my goodness.
Yeah. And he's been doing it for, he's 8 years old now. We've been doing it for 6 years, and it's every 3 months he's getting these. So it's intense. And, you know, it doesn't take long when they're there, but still it's 18 shots and you know, it's not fun. But as I was saying, they give him a toy after, after every time it's happened. And I asked about it once, and they said it was because of this toy drive that you guys do. And so you take it from me, it does help. It's a big deal. It's a big deal to the kids. It's a big deal for the parents of the kids. So what you guys are doing is great. I'd love to get more involved if I can. Just keep up the good work. I really appreciate it.
Man, I'm just thinking of your kid. That is a bummer. I mean, I'm glad that there's treatment for him, but
yeah, it's
18 shots, I'm thinking of like one shot.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's rough. And, You know, he's easily the strongest person I know, and you know,
oh yeah,
8 years old, and it's not fair that he has to be that strong, but he is, and you know, so it's like I said, it's just these little gestures that people do. It makes something like that a little less stressful and a little less painful, and hopefully it keeps up, and you guys keep doing what you're doing.
Well, make his day. Tell him that Bart Winkler says he's brave.
I will certainly do
that.
And
I'm sure that'll turn his whole day around.
I bet. You got it.
That's great. Thanks for sharing, Mike. I appreciate you calling in.
Of course, Bart. Thanks.
Oh, my goodness. Mike, thank you. 18 shots. Once you do it, I don't know, once you do it after a while, I would think that after you do it, the counter resets and you're just like, oh, I got to do this again in 3 months. But man, see, and then it's a toy. A lot of these kids that are there, what Mike said was good. He doesn't deserve to be in this position. And then these kids step up. Kids can be some of the bravest people you know. Just trying to help out. 1250amthefan.com. 1250amthefan.com. That's where you can donate to our toy drive. It continues throughout the day. There are fire station drop boxes throughout town. There's 15 of them. And the full list of that is available on the website as well. 1250amthefan.com. We're going to pick all those up on Monday. I'm Bart. That's Toby. Much more to get to. Do want to talk about a guy who needs some treatment. Brooke Lopez. Did he have a setback? They say no. So then why are you waiting so long for surgery? We'll talk some Bucks with you guys. And please, continue to call in. Continue to make this a very special day here at the Fan, a special week. 414-799-1250. I'm Bart. That's Toby. 1250 AM, The Fan, an Odyssey station. This portion of the show brought to you by Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, where they are hiring for apprenticeships, competitive training, insurance, and benefit packages, plus advancement opportunities. Go to sprinklerfitters183.org. It's our toy drive broadcast today, as the toy drive's been live online for a couple of weeks, but we're going to take it offline. So this is the final push. 15 years we've been doing this, as Voice Guy so eloquently expressed. Again, I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. Talk some Bucks here. Talk to you. 414-799-1250. Carl's on the south side. Carl.
I'm double dipping.
Yeah, so Carl, let me just tell people what's going on here.
Okay.
Was I flipping through the channels? I might have just saw you on Twitter post about it. But there's something going on in the trucking industry. And I didn't even know that's what you did.
Yeah, I'm a truck driver, man.
Oh. Well, good for you. And then so you tweeted about something that was being talked about. And then all of a sudden, you're doing a hit on Fox News. You look great. Yeah. You sound great. You like didn't look nervous at all. You killed it. I was so impressed. And then I thought, I'm excited to talk to Carl about this, because I think we had just talked like the other day before that. And then I haven't heard from you in like 3 weeks.
Listen, I just didn't want to make a big deal about it because it was from my heart. And honestly, I didn't even call in again about it. I was listening to what you were doing like this morning, like with this toy drive stuff. And honestly, I've never donated. Honestly, I just never done it. I don't know why. I never told anybody if I have done anything like that, because I've always was told to do it in silence. But listening this morning, man, it got me like truly compelled not to get away from what you were saying. But I wanted to make a vast point, like, why can't we do this all year round, you know, for these kids? You know what I mean? Some of these kids don't make it to Christmas. And listening to some of these stories, man, you guys are really hitting it on the head, man. What you guys are doing, you guys are going to be blessed for that, Bart. And I just wanted to say that before we go into the whole, you know, Fox 6 thing, man. But you guys are great, man, for doing what you're doing, man. And I'm actually going to have to donate. I'm going to have to do something, man, because something year-round got to happen. Cause I just,
yeah,
I,
well, the great part about this is that when we've been out at Blaine's, the toys come in and the money comes in, and we fill up these massive trucks, and it is able to, like, be used for the whole year. So we're able to raise enough toys for the whole year with the pandemic, and we've had to take it, you know, virtual, and we hope to get back there. I don't know that that can be the case just because we're not out on location. So we want it to be the case, obviously. So that's why, you know, we do need, again, I'm not asking people to donate $100.
But
if 20 people donate $4 or $5, that's $100. And it's very easy to do that, I think.
Yeah, and I think that what you guys are doing is amazing.
You need to donate $100 for making up for never donating before, though.
I honestly might have to, man. I'm dead serious, man, because I'm up here thinking to myself, like, wow, man, like, the stories that you hear, you don't understand it until you, like, truly are in it. But some of us, we don't experience that, you know what I mean? So we only have the stories to go on. And, I mean, it's very compelling, man. And I'm like, well, how do these parents do, you know, after the fact, you know what I mean? Or as they're going through this stuff, like how you were saying, man, I'm a dad too. So I look at my son, I look at my daughters, man, I'm like, yo, like, this could be me. And I know that they must feel, you know, kind of like, damn, man, I'm talking about this again. I'm going through all of this hardship during this time. But I want to let the parents know.
You said hardship. I just want the record to be, you said hardship.
Yeah, hardship.
Yeah,
hardship.
Okay.
I just want the parents to know out there that's going through. God don't put nothing in front of you that you can't handle. And trust me, if you reach out to people like Bart and the 1250 family, we will be there for you. Just understand that, man. You got somebody with you, and there's groups out here. If you need to talk, you need to vent. Do not carry that burden by yourself, parent. It's not up on you to carry that by yourself. Give it up to him, and he will take care of you. I promise you now, anybody that's going through tough times like this, man, reach out to somebody and let it be known that you're going through something, because you ain't got to go through it by yourself. So I'm 100%.
We got to put the unity back in community.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
Yeah.
Because without that unity, man, we'd have no community.
Right.
So, you know, that's what I'm saying, man. Bart, man, you guys are amazing, man. And I, you know, like I said, I ain't never too big to come talk to you, man. I didn't think
you were. I thought you, I just, you know, I, but, you know, you get a little rub on primetime TV. I didn't know.
Hey, listen, man, I had some weird fan mail. Ain't that odd? Like, I was like, how did you find my address?
Oh, dude, I saw people, so I'm like, because Carl did a spot. I mean, he was on Tucker Carlson's show. So Carl does a spot, and I looked at your Twitter to see, like, just see what you were up to. And there's all these people, like that are still just seeing your spot for the first time yesterday, and they're like, Carl, you're the greatest, man. Run for Congress. It's like, geez.
Right, I'm like.
You're on TV for 5 minutes, but these people, you got a fan club.
Right, and I mean, it's beautiful to get what's supposed to look like love, but I understand what it is, and that's why I said I don't get the shine. I don't get the
glory. What I have for you is love.
And that's all I can do is accept it. Yeah. I appreciate it, and thank you, and like I said, even for talking about it right now, man, it's beautiful, man. And like I said, I'm no different than you. I'm no different than the next truck driver out there. I just didn't want the narrative to go and make us all look bad in a different light, because it's not happening like that, boss. This world, man, we go through so much more than what we deal with as far as racism and all this other divide and conflict.
Unity back in community.
There you go. And that's what we need to do, man. We need to promote that more, instead of trying to promote this divide. And I'm not saying that we all don't go through things and discrimination. I'm saying that I just believe that it's spiritual. And once we get into that understanding of who we are and loving one another, man, the sky's the limit, man. But I believe in us. So, Bart, thanks again, man. Shout out to 1250, man, a fan. You guys are amazing at what you guys do. Toby, shout out to you for taking my call. And, man, everybody have a good day, man. It's going to be a beautiful one, man.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. It's good to hear from you again, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Carl, Southside, one of the callers. I mean, he's great. Great caller. A lot of sports takes that are good. He's worked his way into promos a lot because his calls are so good and fun. So he does this little national TV spot. He said earlier on when Toby was on, he said that he was using my show to hone his skills, maybe tongue-in-cheek and in jest, but Could I consider Carl as part of my coaching tree? I mean, if you work with me, do I consider you part of my coach? Like, Horvat, you know, he was here, and now look where he is. Not that I did that, but I can take credit. Sam with Rami, I can dip into that. Toby, I'm going to take credit for you wherever you go. And yeah. Carl's on TV, and sure, he's a caller.
Not? Sure, why not?
Yeah, he owns his skills here, absolutely. Brooke Lopez, he needs surgery. I think Bucks fans are like, well, what's going on here? Because he's been out for about 6 weeks. And they kept saying, no surgery needed. And no setback. And then Brooke Lopez did an interview recently where he said, mid-December I should be there. And now he's getting surgery. So the question is, well, if you need surgery, why didn't you get it before? And did something happen? And the Bucks have been very, very vague about what's going on. Zach Lowe, throw-in of the deal, was on ESPN talking about it last night.
There's optimism around the situation. This is what I'll say. There's optimism around the situation that Brooke Lopez will be able to return in the regular season before the playoffs. Obviously, you never know with back injuries. We've seen Serge Ibaka's back injury linger a long time. But right now, there's optimism around the situation that Lopez could come back before the playoffs. And that's big because I agree with Perk and Shanae. Right now, they're the favorites to come out of the East, depending on what happens with Kyrie. I might even argue they're the favorites to win the championship, period, given that Golden State and Phoenix are going to have to play each other if they get to each other in the Western Conference. But to do that, and Perk knows this, to win 4 playoff series, you need every ingredient on your team. Sure, there are going to be series where maybe Brooke Lopez isn't an ideal matchup for the other team, but there are going to be series where he's perfect. They need his rim protection and his size. You need everyone to win the whole thing.
So Brooke Lopez, Budenholzer last night saying, we don't expect him to be out long, but we don't know, and maybe he is, and maybe we don't know if he'll be out. We want him back in the regular season. Maybe he does play, maybe he doesn't. We're not sure. They've been very secretive about this. We'll see. I mean, you need him. You need him. You need him for the playoffs. Boogie Cousins, I love that we got him. That rules. And he had a very nice debut. But is he going to play every night here? I mean, he needed to rest last night. Giannis a late rest scratch last night. Bucks lose to the Raptors, by the way, which in the past would have bugged the hell out of me, but Raptors, I don't care about the Raptors anymore. The Heat. We got to beat the Heat. Are the Heat the Bucks' rival? I got to talk about this sometime. Are the Heat the Bucks' rival? They play on Saturday, and then they play them again on Wednesday, and their fan base just chirps so much that I do want the Bucks to win those games more than any other games. But again, we got to put the unity in community. So maybe rivals should be a thing of the past. Maybe every sports game should tie. Maybe I'm going too far in my community today. Maybe there shouldn't be sports. Maybe we should just hold it. Maybe holding hands should be a sport and we should all be winners. Am I going too far today? I think I might be. Yeah. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Again, the Bucks do lose to the Raptors last night. The Grizzlies make some NBA history. The Grizzlies won a game by, was it 73 points?
Yeah, 73 points. I mean, come on. How does that happen in the NBA?
They beat the Thunder 152-79. And even in the fourth quarter, Grizzlies fans are chanting defense, defense, which was awesome.
How do you lose by 73 points and you're a professional basketball player, and you go home and look at your bank account and see millions of dollars in it, and you just got beat by 73?
Oh, you look at it and laugh.
You probably haven't gotten beat like that ever in your life. If you're playing in the NBA, I'm guessing you've probably been good at basketball most of your life. So I'm assuming you probably haven't got beat by 73, not even middle school, not high school, definitely not college probably, and sure as heck hasn't happened in the NBA.
Could Duke beat the Thunder? 414. This is the largest.
Hold on. Did you hear that Paolo Banchero sweats 7 pounds worth of sweat every game?
I actually did not hear that. How does he do it? I would love to learn how to lose weight like that so quickly.
Yeah, there's no way that's true, right? I mean, I guess maybe it is because I've seen it reported by multiple people, but...
But then, so does he gain it back right away?
No, they said he struggles with cramping because of it.
Oh, my goodness. Weird. Yeah, 73 points, though. The Grizzlies beat the Thunder 152-79, the largest margin of victory in NBA history, passing the old record that was set in 1991 when the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Miami Heat 148-80. That was a 60-point margin. So very fascinating stuff in the NBA last night. Again, I'm Bart. That is Toby. Our toy drive continues for Children's Wisconsin, courtesy of Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Go to 1250 AM The Fan, click on the toy drive link, and you can help donate today. It's our 15th annual toy drive presented by Annex Wealth Management. I also want to thank everybody at Great Midwest Bank, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, the Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center, Lincoln Contractors Supply, and Red Leaf Homes, and you guys that have donated, you guys that will be donating, anybody that can help out. I mean, the cause is a great one, especially now, especially today. It's magnified with the Jerseys for Jackson, as people are wearing throughout the town today. And that's good to see. 414-799-1250. We'll talk a little bit of Children's, a little more about what this toy drive does. Jim Paschke then is going to join us at 8 o'clock. Steve's in Germantown. Steve, what's up?
Hey, Bart, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Loving the 24-hour broadcast. What you guys, the entire station, every show, every hand involved, what you do for this cause with the children is fantastic. Kudos to your station, man. Really, you guys really take it to heart. Just listening to you guys and Gary and Sparky last night from 6 to 8, you just tell the passion that you guys each have. And it means something so differently to everybody, but it also encompasses the same thing. Really great stuff. Kudos to you guys again.
Well, thanks, Steven. And I like being a part of that because, you know, Rami and Gary and Sparky, and they've been here from the start. You know, they right. saw this thing grow. I came aboard when it was already, like, a big deal. And, you know, you get food dropped off constantly for us, and there's heated sunrooms and stuff. And
absolutely.
I came on. But they had to build this thing from the ground up. And so credit to all of them for being a part of that.
Absolutely. And the impact, I mean, you're impacting how many different species? 15 fire stations around the area. A lot of schools are involved. This is great stuff. Back on the Bucks, though, I'm looking, you know, last night wasn't a huge deal to me. Giannis didn't play. But aren't the Bucks undefeated this year when they have Drew, Giannis, and Chris McCourt at the same time?
I believe that is correct, yeah.
I mean, that's the telling like sign right there. That's the fact that I like to look at. When you have all your pieces, and that's without Lopez. We need this guy back, though. We got to have Lopez at least by March, April to get going for the playoffs. He's just such a big – I mean, right now the Bucks aren't very a good rebounding team. Yeah, I mean, Giannis gets his, but besides that, they're lacking up the middle. His rim protection, too, is just so valuable. I'm not really concerned about Lopez hitting threes at this point because I think the offense is plenty fine without him. But you just need him to be a presence to, you know, to throw guys off. I mean – It's a big deal. He was brilliant last year in that run. I don't see why we couldn't use him again, you know?
Yeah, they do need him, and they're not going to have him for a while, but you got to at this point, you got to just hope playoffs. You got to have him for
the
playoffs.
Just weather the storm with Cousins and Portis and Giannis. They should be able to, you know, be formidable to control the front court for however long until Lopez gets back. But when you get down to those seven-game series, you know how important it is, Bart, to, like I said, you have to have your pieces. I think you were playing with Zach Lowe on ESPN was talking to support.
Yeah.
He said you have to have the word great. The ingredients are very important. Every single one of those guys does something different to impact the game in such a positive way. And the connection, the chemistry they have, it's unmatched. It's truly unmatched in this league. I think they're right, too. I don't see why the Bucks aren't the favorites for the title. I don't see anyone out west. I mean, it's going to be a bloodbath in those Western Conference playoffs. Oh, my God.
I know.
Very good teams out there. And with the East, I mean, it's starting to shape up. I remember when everyone, the season started, oh, no, the Bucks are 6-8 and this and that. Well, all of a sudden, they're back in the second and third seed where they were last year, and they're going to stay there, too.
Yeah, totally, and there's a lot of season left to play, too. Steve, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks, man.
That's Steve in Germantown, 414-799-1250. If the College Football Committee did the NBA, this is how I would seed it right now. I would go Suns 1. You know, they got their little 18 game win streak. Good for them. I would seed the Bucks 2, then I would seed the Warriors 3 and the Nets 4. How's that sound? Suns 1, Bucks 2, if I'm the college football playoff committee.
Yeah, it does sound about right, because it's not, you know, who's the best and who's playing the best. It's, oh, yeah. We like this team. We want to draw ratings.
Maybe I'll kick out the Bucks and put the Lakers in. That's what happened.
Because you know who the Bucks are? You know who the Bucks are? They're Cincinnati.
No, well, Cincinnati wins when you give them a chance.
That's right.
414-799-1250. Toy Drive Live. Continues. Jim Paschke in 20 minutes. Here on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
1250 AM The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. We continue on with our live broadcast. We're normally live this time of the day. A little bit different because they were live in the overnight as well, including Toby, who was here at 3 a.m., and Ryan Horvat, who we pulled away from BetMGM tonight, and he did till 3 a.m., and then Horvat's up right now for some reason. So we'll do picks with him to wrap up the show as we normally do on Fridays for week 13 coming up. Christine Baranowski's joining us. Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. Obviously, that is the toy drive that we are doing. Vice President of Engagement and Stewardship there. And we're raising toys for the kids. We're raising donations. You can donate them all, 1250amthefan.com. Christine, thank you for being a part of Children's and for coming on here this morning. We've had a lot of great people, you know, telling their stories about how much Children's has impacted them, whether they've been parents or kids that have gone through it and are grown up now. It is just so great to have you guys here in this area, and it's so great to be able to do whatever little thing we can do to help the kids over there.
Well, we are so grateful for your partnership. I mean, this is the 15th annual WSSP Toy Drive, and it's amazing the amount of money that you've helped us raise, the number of toys that have brought so much joy to kids going through really difficult things. So thank you for all that you do.
I think what for me, I came aboard in about 2014. So this will be my eighth toy drive. And obviously, you know, when I started, it was already a big deal. And then I did a couple of things. I dropped off the toys and I was able to be a part of, there's a winter event that they do every year. And
the Winter Carnival.
Yeah. One year, the Marquette team was there and they were singing My Girl to this little girl. It was awesome. And, you know, Buddy the Elf was there and all this stuff. And so I was set up at a table to give away toys. And I just remember these kids would come by and they would look at the toys and be like, oh, those are cool. And I'd say, take one. And they'd be like, huh? Oh. And I just remember these faces that are so, so thrilled to have these toys. I think that what I want to just express to people today is, you're giving donations and we're getting toys and you're like, oh, that's a nice thing. But it's the impact that it has for these kids is far greater than you would imagine when you just take a piece of, you know, a toy off the aisle, put it in the cart. This is a huge thing for these kids.
Absolutely. I mean, many of the kids are going through, you know, challenging situations, you know, and Christmas isn't always a joyful time for, you know, for kids and families, whether it's, you know, they're going through a tough thing in the hospital or, you know, just a toy will bring so much joy to someone's life. So it's this is huge. So to your point, I remember what you described. I was there as well. And it was just such an amazing, it was just full of light. I mean, the kids were smiling. There was just so much joy. So this is really huge. You know, when you think about when Children's was founded over 125 years ago by the community, we still rely on the community support 125 years later to, you know, to raise money for all the work that we do in our hospitals, our clinics, our research center. And a toy is one gesture as well.
I think, too, what I've realized also is, you know, in that time, so I was not a parent. I am now. He's about 2 years old. I think now, thank you, from the parent's side, if you've got to have a kid, you know, that needs treatment or has to stay for a prolonged time, they're not able to give them Christmas. You know, you try to, you know, maybe put a tree up or do what you can, but that's it. Like, I can't think, how can I think of Christmas right now? My kid's, you know, he's in the hospital. He needs treatment. So for the community to step up and provide him that Christmas. So now I think of it from the parent's side, like what a nice, you know, kind of burden reliever it is for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're right. They've got so many other things on their mind, you know, whether their child's in the hospital, they've got, you know, their job that they still have to go to, and they might have other kids as well. So, no, I agree with you. It's just, it's so important, you know, for that moment, for that child to have a toy. So thank you. It's really, really, really great.
Yeah, I just think that it's very important, no matter, you know, what people can give, whether, I mean, there's some good donations, there's some good sized donations that come in, but even if it's just, you know, a couple of bucks, whatever you can do, it really does go a long way, Christine.
Absolutely. I mean, every dollar matters to us. It does. It's not just the big gifts. It's actually the small gifts that really help sustain us. So every dollar does help. I agree with you.
Yeah, we were doing an advent calendar for my son, and we gave him, like, the first day was a little toy boat, a $1 Hot Wheel. Oh, my God. Oh. You would have thought we gave him, like, you know, the Rolls Royce of toys. He won't put this thing down. Just, you know, just getting a toy, it's a great thing. Hey, we appreciate what you guys do over there. We're happy to be a small part of, you know, whatever we can do. Appreciate you coming on. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for what you continue to do.
Well, thank you for what you're doing as well. And thank you to the community for supporting Children's Wisconsin through this event. It's really important to help us do all the work that we do to provide the best care for kids. So thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Christine. Thanks again.
Okay. Take care. Thanks.
Christine. Sorry. I kind of cut her off there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then I cut her off. Thank you to her, Christine, over at Children's, for coming on and just providing that insight too about how important it is for these kids. I have this video of Marcus Howard and Marquette's team at the time singing My Girl to a young child, and I can't find it. I tweeted it out. I can't find it. It's on my phone. I thought it was. It's so awesome because it's the Marquette team at the time circled around, and then Marcus Howard, like, gets out, and it's like he's the lead singer of a doo-wop. It's a great video, and I can't find it. Ah, I got to find this video. Rob is in Cleveland. What's up, Rob?
Good morning, Bart. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Rob.
I just wanted to thank you for you and everybody else there at the station for putting this thing on. And, you know, I felt compelled to make a donation, and I'm sure people are like, well, don't they have sick children in Cleveland? What's going on? But I, you know, looking back on how I got, you know, involved in this, I guess, if you will, was post-Packers NFC Championship loss. Wanted to commiserate with fellow Packers fans and stumbled upon this guy in the morning singing the Blame Game. And I'm like, huh, all right, let's listen, you know, and ever since then, you know, I rode the wave. You talked me off the ledge for bucks and, you know, got bucks lost and the whole deal. And it's a part of my day, and I love it. And, you know, the past week or so that this has been going on, I've got to do something. So contributing to children's hospitals here in Cleveland, my daughter went through something years ago. So I feel it from the parents' perspective, and I'm glad there have been dads on that have been talking about that and everything. And daughter's going to be graduating from college, and she's getting into the medical administration field based on that whole experience that she had at the Children's Hospital here in Cleveland. So not only is it going for, you know, that the help of people, you know, getting kids better emotionally and all that kind of stuff, but you never know what they're going to take from it forward and what they, you know, want to be. This could change their life professionally.
Right. So you're donating. So some kids are going to get toys because I did the blame game.
Yes. Oddly enough. Let's hope we don't have to unpack that again.
We don't want to do that. Well, thank you for being with us. That's awesome. I'm glad that, you know, you rode the wave here. Bucks lost. Are you from here, or did you moved out to Cleveland, or how? What happened?
Originally from Cleveland. My son, you know, got me into a becoming a Packers fan. You know, grew up. His name's Brett, not named after Favre. And
sure,
you know, we had a children's book, and it's like, oh, Favre was in it, and it's like, hey, he's got your name. You know, blah blah blah. And he became a Packers fan at, 2 years old, whatever the heck that was. And
he got you to be a Packers fan.
He got me into being a
Packers fan. Wow, because I'm trying to get my son to be one.
Yeah, so get him. I'll send you the children's book, and we'll go with that. But, that's how it, you know, came to be. So,
Rob,
you know,
awesome.
That's how we bond, you know, during all that, and it's been great. So, you know.
So I'm not taking credit anymore. So the reason kids are getting toys from you and your donation is because you named your son Brett. So
correct.
It's Brett Favre. Brett Favre. So thank you to Brett Favre. Brett Favre did it. Brett Favre did it.
Pinpointed.
He won't pay who he needs to pay in Mississippi, but he's responsible for this one.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you, and I know it would be any other team that was in the situation, but appreciate your cheering on and supporting Bearcats football.
Hell yeah, and Rob.
Let's hope they can get through it tomorrow. I'm nervous, but I'm nervous every time.
Yeah, they should. We'll see. We'll see. I'm rooting for you. Thanks, Rob. I really do appreciate you calling in and sharing that.
All right, take care. That's Have a great day.
Rob's in Cleveland. Look at that. 414-799-1250. All right, chalk that one up to Brett Favre and Rob's son Brett. I should have named my kid Curly Lambo Winkler. What I should have done. Instead, I named him Fran Tarkenton Winkler. You think that was a mistake?
Yeah, you might have messed that one up.
That's not his name. Or is it?
Vikings Brett Favre Winkler.
Yeah. No. Oh, God.
Jets Brett Favre.
Yeah, Winkler. Good thing that children's book, Rob, had Favre as a Packer and not a Viking. Otherwise, your life would be a lot more miserable. Jim Paschke joins us next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.